This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Better Woods on a Thursday morning. First round of the Masters getting underway at Augusta National. Day off for the Padres, travel day. Although technically yesterday they traveled. So today is simply a day in a hotel in another city where you don't play a game.
Arlington. I wonder if they stay. They probably stay somewhere nicer than in Arlington. I know Arlington well.
I don't know. You want to be fairly close to the ballpark most of the time. You don't want a 30-45 minute bus ride where you can get in traffic. So, and my guess is they're probably somewhere near the ballpark.
Talked to my buddy in Dallas yesterday, and he said, your boy's coming to town. And I said, yeah, and you keep those maskless turds away from them. I'm terrified about that. 40,000 people in that place. Wrap these guys in bubble wrap. I just don't want anybody getting sick. You know, I mean, again, it's outdoors, whatever, fine.
I mean, they're not allowed to, like, come right up to the players and get autographs and stuff, though. There's Major League Baseball is still keeping...
Oh, are you sure?
It looks like players away from fans, right?
It's literally Tombstone. It's the Wild West. There are people riding around with six shooters on horses going to the game maskless. No one cares right there at all. And he's like, they're outside. They'll be fine. All right.
It'll be interesting. It's a road trip you want to make some hay on. The Rangers are not that good. The Pirates have been awful when they go to Pittsburgh after that. So, and then the schedule starts getting tougher. You got the Dodgers 7 out of the following 10 once you get back this road trip. So, you know, if you just keep treading water and hanging around 500, you're not taking advantage of a softer part of the schedule. The Padres already missed an opportunity for a 5-2 or 6-1 homestand. 4-3 is not terrible, but it's also not making hay while the sun shines.
Yeah.
And you want to do a good job on this road trip and at least come home with a little cushion as you get ready to face the Dodgers for the first time. Not that they can't beat the Dodgers, and I'm certainly expecting good competitive games, I'm not expecting 7-0 against the Dodgers either.
No.
In those 10 games. So, you know, you gotta make hay now. So, we'll talk Padres baseball coming up. We're about to head out to Augusta National. Dennis Paulson going to be joining us as he gets ready to cover the tournament for Sirius XM this weekend. Right now, though, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Everything's a little different. Masters week.
Yep.
Even on the satellite radio when Sirius XM PGA Tour radio becomes Masters radio for the week. And I know our next guest, Dennis Paulson, on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline was out there early, even this past weekend, and he joins us right now to talk about the start of the first major of the year. Dennis, as always, great to have you on with Ben and Woods.
Thanks, man. It's been cool. We got here on Thursday, so it's already been a week since I've been here.
I'm lucky.
It's been incredible. Yeah, it's very lucky. Believe me, it's the first time I've ever got to be outside the ropes. I've never seen, like, where you buy a sandwich or use a restroom or any of that stuff, you know, when you're inside the ropes and all the stands and everything that's been here, you know, and a lot of that stuff blocks everything. And you'll see things that you just won't remember seeing, like, you know, behind 12T, there's a huge area there for, you know, hospitality in the sense of restrooms and food and all that stuff that isn't blocked because we don't have all that structure that's set up this year for the amount of fans that are this week. It's amazing. And the golf course is in such good shape. It's amazing how much grass is on this golf course.
Well, that's actually kind of where I wanted to start. You started answering already, but what is different? Obviously, less fans. I mean, they're not saying how many, but in your opinion, kind of what are some of the changes that are happening this year because of the pandemic?
I'm going to say 10-ish. 10-ish and how many over zeros you want to add to it. who knows? But I think about 10,000 people probably. I mean, there's been quite a few people out here on the golf course spread out pretty evenly, you know, in the practice rounds. And they said they had, for the Augusta National Women's Amateur on Saturday, they said they had 7,000 on the golf course. And that would, I would say that that was probably a little bit of a high number from what I saw out there. I followed most of the leaders and the pack on the back nine. And that's where everybody was that late in the day, with the last group being on the back nine. And it was nice. It was very nice. But the golf course is in incredible condition. We're already seeing a little stress in the greens. I think you'll notice it this morning. If you guys are following masters.com and following Amen Corner or anything like that, you'll see. But the first green, and they're taking shots of the first green across the number eight, and they're already very shiny. There's some, and I don't want to say brown spots, but stressed areas. We'll have to wait and see through the week, though, because we've got forecasted possibilities. I think it's 50, 70, and 40 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for possible rain coming through the area.
Talking to Dennis Paulson, PGA Radio for Sirius XM here on Ben and Woods this morning. And so based on, you know, it's really hard to predict this tournament, but based on kind of who's striking it well, who's putting well right now, Dennis, who are some of the guys that you like to really make a charge and be standing there kind of at the end on Sunday?
Well, you know, at the Arnold Palmer, I said, oh, Jordan's kind of figured it out. And that was all the way back at the Arnold Palmer, and I mentioned it. You know, I was on him then, and maybe even the week prior. But when he started playing well that week, and he was saying, I'm going to the range. I got a few little things to work on. He's now playing golf again and not swinging golf. He'd been swinging golf for years now, trying to figure out where to hit it. And he just loves this place. He absolutely loves this place. So I've got him high on my list. I've got Justin Thomas on my list for the simple fact of how well he's played here over the last 4 years. I think 22nd and then 17th and 12th and 4th last in November. So it's been a, you know, if he stays the course, he's only got two guys to beat, you know, to improve. And I think those are my two favorites right now. And DJ is always a big guy that you think, because he's a defending champion, he'll play well. This week he hasn't had great form, but how many times? Let's look at what DJ did, what, through the middle of the summer, where he went 80-80-78 WD, and then since then he's had 6 wins and 2 seconds and 10 starts. So he just can flip the switch and play just fine. But I think those are the guys. There's a lot of stuff with Rahm. I have not seen Rahm on the property all week long. The amount of time that I spent on the golf course, I just haven't seen him hit any golf balls, haven't seen him hit any shots. But you know, with the baby, what's the baby factor going to be? That's the other question, you know, how, well, but you think about it. I mean, I was trying to think about it when I had my kids, where was I, you know, my firstborn, I was actually on the road and got called home. And I really don't remember how I played the week or two after that. When my second one was born, it was right after I played well here at Augusta, in 2000, and he was born just 4 weeks later, and I don't think I did a whole lot after that. I haven't done the research, but you know, is it one of those things where it's like, whew, okay, I'm away from all the
yes.
confusion and the noise, and you know, my mother-in-law is there, whatever. That's what, you know, my mom basically helped my wife big time with the baby, because I did leave about a week later. I think I took a week off after both kids were born and jumped back out on the road and went to go play. And it was a little bit of a, but it also is that, man, what am I missing? What am I missing? You know, the second one, not so much, because you know.
Yeah, you know what you're missing.
Yeah, you know what you're missing, and it's really not that much when they're that little. But, man, when they start getting old enough and, you know, you come home from a trip and they see your face recognized and they get that huge smile, and it's just, it's the greatest thing in the world. So it'll be interesting to see how that whole thing pans out for John, but I would have to think he'd be one of the top five guys for sure that you'd be looking towards.
Dennis, I wanted to ask you about the comments Phil Mickelson made on Tuesday, and some of the other guys have mentioned as well. 20 under was the winning score in November, and Phil clearly didn't like it. He thinks that the Masters is better when Augusta National has more teeth, and he's expecting that the tournament committee, they're not going to want to set up the course to get another 20 under par this go-around. Are you kind of expecting the same thing, that they don't want this course to be dominated the way Dustin Johnson did in November?
Yeah, but the golf course is completely different. The time of the year is completely different. There's nothing they there was it was completely out of their control. You got baby ryegrass that you want to keep alive, so you had to keep some water on it, and then they got a ton of rain. And there was nothing they could do. And anybody that plays a golf course that's coming out of an overseed, you know, I play Palma Valley is really the course in San Diego that I play that probably gets the most overseed and wall to wall grass basically. It's no fun to play in November. It's just, you know, kind of baby grass. It's really long and it's really wet, and they kind of force the issue there. But it is as firm and as fast as I've seen this golf course, you know, way firmer, way faster, in way better shape than when I played it in 2000 and 2001. They've changed some of the lines too. Like at number two, for example, off the tee, the par five, they've got the fairway all the way to the pine straw on the left. There's no second cut. The rough that they have out here. They call it second cut, and it's there's nothing. So anything going left gets on that pine straw and the pine needles, and it can go straight on down into the creek. The creek is really in play at two. There's a lot of that out there. I mean, the fairway at two is so wide that in the right-hand side outside the ropes, you're walking in the fairway because it goes all the way to the pine straw on the right also. There are some areas, like left of nine, they've got some, you know, they've got a cut there, but they don't have anything on the right side. It'll just go straight into the trees. And it's very bouncy, but the fairways are a little long, I think, and they cut them back into the player. So it's going to play fairly long. It's not going to get huge chase, but the greens are concrete. I mean, they are literally, players have been saying concrete, sidewalk, airport runways, but they're not saying that about the fairways. I mean, they're not saying that about the fairways. The fairways are not getting massive chase. It's going to be a hard golf course. I said last night we were talking about it. I said, I think four under par probably today. Maybe someone will shoot five. I don't think there will be a special round of golf out there. Anything under par is going to be a great score.
I'm just looking at them rolling it on four right now on Masters.com. And just coming out of the bunker, the ball skittering by the hole. The green looks, even for Augusta, a little thin, like just a little kind of bit of brown there. Didn't want to give it too much water in case that rain was coming. We're talking to Dennis Paulson, PGA Tour Radio on Sirius XM. What's the conversation about Tiger been like this week? His absence, how much has that felt at a tournament like this? And obviously some revelations about the speed, when his crash was. I don't know, is it something that people are talking about?
Not really. Everybody's kind of laughing. Oh, really? He was speeding? Are you kidding me?
Shocker.
I didn't know that. Look at that car. Yeah, that car completely wiped out going 37 miles an hour up the hill. So, no, it's not a revelation at all. We talked about it. It's like, I don't think the only thing that you've heard is players say, man, we miss him here. We miss him here. You know, because for those that played in 19, we were talking about it today. We were down there on the first tee for Mr. Sifford's, you know, everything that went on down there, or Lee Elder, down there at the first tee today. And we were talking about in 19 when Tiger played the 16th hole, like the entire clubhouse emptied. They were all headed out. All the players were headed out to 18 to go watch this and witness what was going on. The roars in 19, they said, were just like you can't believe. And that's what they miss. They miss him not being able to be here, to be a part of it. You know, even if he couldn't play, just to be able to be here, be at the dinner, and, you know, that part of it, they definitely missed.
Dennis, what is it like behind the scenes there? You know, we saw that picture of the media facility. It's not some pop-up tent, I'll tell you that. They always say that everything is first class at Augusta National. I've never been there in person, but kind of what is it like to be there and the experience of just taking in Augusta?
It's pretty incredible. You know, for me as a player, you just kind of hung out in the locker room and did that stuff, and you really didn't figure out what this place was all about. It wasn't of interest to me. It was about the golf course. I didn't care about the road that they have that completely encircles the property. And, you know, this new press building is ridiculous. It's probably in the 40,000 square foot range.
Wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It probably seats 200 in the press area. That's expansive theater seating all the way across, and you've seen the back of the building. When you see the practice area, that is the press building's backside, and that's where everybody sits when those big glass windows are there, and that's their view all day long, looking at the tournament practice warm-up area there. The driving range is what people like to call it, but they call it the tournament practice area here. So it is absolutely incredible. The rumor is it costs $56 million to build this building. And, you know, you take the road around, and they've got a tunnel now under Washington Avenue, and the TV compound is ridiculous. I counted on Friday or Saturday, I counted 56 trailers. 56 wow. trailers for this. And what's going on, a lot of it's COVID, they said. Like, you know, everybody that brings a trailer down, they need to bring three because you've got to separate people. So you need two trailers for one because of social distancing. And then if somebody gets COVID, you got to have another backup trailer just in case. So that's one of the reasons. But, you know, this place, it is first class. And we talk about it. It's like, it's above first class. It's like, you know, master class, I guess is the best way to put it, because it is awful special, everything they do. And literally, you know, when I played in 2000 and 2001, there were some thin areas in the fairway. Number eight, you drove it down there, and it's not anything bad, but the trees are so big. You know, where the sun is coming up, there's some areas that don't get a whole lot of sun, but and it was a little thin. Trying to go for that green and two with a hook and a 3-wood around that pine tree was a very tough shot, or a long iron. 13 didn't have a whole lot of grass in the fairway at all. It's just a thin line. This year, it is very thick turf. I mean, it is incredible. It is perfect. There's going to be no excuses for shots. The players from the fairway are going to be able to control their ball. The second cut is not that long this year at all. It is very playable. Might not be able to spin it a lot, but it's very playable. It was much longer in November, much longer. I'm sure you've seen the shots. The second cut looks like a fairway to Muni, literally. It's good and tight. It's better. It's shorter than the first cut on the PGA Tour for, let's just say, the Farmers.
Dennis, enjoy the week. We will certainly be enjoying the coverage. We appreciate you joining us first thing here on a Thursday. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Dennis Paulson.
Anytime, but guys.
Thank you so much.
PGA Tour Radio, Sirius XM. Hudson Swafford is your leader at 2-under par. He actually just birdied the fourth hole.
I know. I'm watching.
Well, you
computer.
Are too. Yes, how about that? Very impressive, Woods. Dennis appearing on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. They have their own terminology, as Dennis was kind of alluding to at the Masters. It's not the rough. It's the second cut.
The second cut.
It's not the fans. It's the patrons.
Oh, yeah.
That
yes.
you say very at Augusta fancy. National.
I'm amazed that in your 45 years you've never made the trek. I'm amazed. Is there a reason you haven't?
Well, it's on the other side of the country and I work a lot. But I have considered it.
There's literally nothing to consider. It's got to be a pilgrimage for you,
well,
right?
Well, who am I going with? Are you coming with me?
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow. It's also very hard to get tickets.
Tomorrow.
Very hard to get tickets.
Do they know who you are?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's part of the problem.
We know people. We know Dennis Paulson.
We do.
There you go.
No, I think it'd be even hard sometimes for Dennis Paulson to get tickets.
Can you imagine whipping somebody's ass about Masters tickets? Hey, can you get me and my buddy in? It just doesn't work that way there. It just doesn't work that way.
It's like when
way.
Someone comes and asks, oh, yeah, the All-Star Game's coming to Petco Park. Can you get me four tickets?
I can't.
No.
No, I cannot give you Coachella wristbands. Or an iPad.
Can't do that. All right, one quick hour in the books. We will get to our Rindle report. We will talk some Padres baseball. It's all coming up in our 6 a.m. hour. Good morning, everybody. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.